Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Here we go. For real, coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. I owe you an explanation. My rehabilitation from the heart attack, which occurred in 2015, has been ongoing, and it is going to continue to be ongoing. And so when something crops up, I simply look at that as a continuation of that rehabilitation. And some of the things that have revealed themselves, I've been operating under a set of false pretenses. So let me. I'm going to take you back in time. January 5th, 2015, I was sitting on the examination table of my doctor. My doctor, I thought, was like, House. You know, he was investigative. He did all these things. He drew blood. Now, we know at that particular time, at that particular day, I was having a mild heart attack. He drew blood and found nothing, although it was there, and because when the heart is under arrest, it gives off an enzyme. And then a week later, I had the big heart attack where they had to crack my chest open and do other things, which really stretched out the old recovery period. So, and you can hear it in my voice. It's what's going on now, as a matter of fact, I'm sure. But so I fired him. And the next time I needed a doctor, I started going to one of these urgent care places, actually called doctor's care, which their job is not to be my primary physician, except I wanted them to be. Now, we moved into a place where there was a lot of mold in it, and we didn't buy it. We rented it, and that started causing pneumonia and a few other things because I was having... We knew after the surgery that I was having lung issues, and because of that, I started having to go there a lot. And long and short of it was they left me on something called prednisone for 4 years, which is a steroid, an oral steroid. I'm very, very lucky that I don't have kidney damage. I'm very, very lucky that a lot of things didn't happen, but a couple things did happen. There was an increase in weight, body weight, and things started going sideways. Now, along the way that everything was manifesting itself was based upon lungs, which all I have to be able to do is be able to exhale air in the shape of a word to do what I do. So when something like that gets in the way, I feel sort of sheepish about laying out from doing the job unless I can't do the job. So... Once again, March the 31st of this year, I changed doctors, and I went to a new doctor. I went to a real doctor. I got my own primary care physician, and without a doubt, her name is Dr. Laura Johnson here locally. She has probably taken steps that have saved my life, because while everybody's been out there based on the symptoms I've been exhibiting, they've been treating me based upon the symptoms I've been exhibiting, she decided to look at two more symptoms that, you know, didn't really require a whole lot of looking, but she was the one that did it. So on the 14th of April, right before my birthday. That was the last time I did a live radio show. And that was the last time I could actually speak. My voice was a little too raspy. I mean, right now I sound like Sinatra compared to the way I did sound. And but things were getting worse. After my on the day of my birthday, that began quite a few days of not sleeping at all that night, having to try to get some sleep during the day, not being able to breathe at all. The problem with sleeping was it would feel like I was drowning when I would sleep. So I kept emailing my doctor, and my doctor was very receptive to this. And then she brought me back in this past Monday, day before yesterday. And when we were in there on Monday, I'm sitting there, and my question is, how could things have, because all of my markers and everything that she was testing me for to try to bring me back from this prednisone almost disaster thingy was looking good. Everything was looking good. I was losing weight. I mean, everything was looking really nice. And then somehow or other, I gained 8 pounds in 12 days. And when she saw how much weight I'd gained, that's when she did one more test. And I was not having lung issues, and I was not having I wasn't having any issues of that nature. I was in the middle of heart failure. And so, this is 2 days ago. 2 days ago, I'm in the middle of heart failure. Now, my heart failure is based upon one thing. I'm holding so much fluid that I'm basically just choking myself to death. I mean, I can't move. If I sit forward, if I rock forward, if I bend over to tie my shoes, I knock the wind out of myself. And so she just gave me a really punched up dose of Lasix and gave me two choices. I could do it in the hospital, or I could do it at home, and if it didn't start to react within the next 6 hours, I was going to do it in the hospital. And this was my one chance to arrest this really quick. So, I'm not really a fan of being in the hospital, so I decided to roll those dice, and we got the medication, and we came home. And in 19 hours... I lost 10 pounds of fluid and 1 percentage point of BMI just because I finally found a doctor who knew what to tell me to do. And I've had this project in the back of my head that I've called Salty by 60. I started this about 2-3 years ago, and now I am 60. And it's very hard to be salty if you're not taking care of yourself, I guess. I don't know. But that's where I've been. I've been slowly sliding into this hole, not of my making this time. I mean, I'd tell anybody out there that wants to listen to it that I made the Widowmaker that almost took me down. But this time, this is a whole different thing. This is a whole heap of different stuff. So I've got all this stuff piled up and everything. I've still got the TV show to worry about and all these other things going on. They've just been sitting since the 31st of March, since things changed then. So, that's where I've been. That's what's going on. Now, having said all of that, that has all been arrested. However, it does mean a lifestyle change. Which is okay, I was due one anyway. I was due one anyway. So, I have certain goals, I have certain things going on right now. I've got all the pieces are in place. It's all going to be good to go. All I have to do now is execute it. And, you know, I kind of figure if I can lose like 10 pounds of weight with some help from some Lasix in 19 hours, I should be able to rise to that challenge. So, unfortunately for you guys, you're saddled with me. Ha! How do you like that? We're going to pick up some things that I was going to talk about 2 weeks ago, and it's interesting now because they have been forgotten. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
jobs. Compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Brinkland Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
That's the home of the binary trigger. That's the home of the Salus line, the militia line, the Providence line. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Stock tip of the week, invest in cough drops. I am making the market by myself. I don't know why I have a cough, unless it has something to do with the medication I'm taking. But I do have a cough, and, well, it's sort of exasperating. But let me take you back. April 15th. Police responded to a report of shots at the FedEx operational facility in Indianapolis, Indiana. The shooter there killed 8 people, including himself. His name, Brandon Hole. He was confirmed as a former FedEx employee. At this moment, I don't know his particular motive, but there's a bunch of Sikh groups that were demanding a hate crimes probe at the time, because half of the victims belong to that ethnic group. Yet, as you try to piece together one of these things, you have to wonder, with all of the anti-gun, gun control out there in law, if this was avoidable. Now, I'm not talking about more gun control. I'm just talking about what's out there. And I'm talking primarily about laws that are on the books regarding people with mental health issues. And Mr. Hole had his moments. The FBI at this particular time revealed that the mother of the suspected gunman in a shooting that took place at the FedEx facility in Indianapolis warned authorities last year that her son might commit suicide by cop. That seems like a sort of a red flag, so to speak, doesn't it? The suspect's mother contacted law enforcement to report he might try to commit suicide by cop, said Paul Keenan, the special agent in charge of the FBI Indianapolis field office. Keenan said the authorities received the warning in March 2020 about the suspect, then who later, a year later, committed this crime. The Indianapolis Metro Police Department last year placed Hole on an immediate detention mental health temporary hold after officials received the warning. The agent added that the FBI got involved after a police search of the suspect's bedroom uncovered a shotgun, which was not returned to Hole following April interviews with the suspect. But, Keenan said that there was no criminal violation found and that no racially motivated violent extremism ideology was identified during the course of the assessment. So what he's saying is we didn't do anything. We didn't do anything about this. And this isn't the first shooting where this happened. Parkland, Nicholas Cruz. That shooting was absurdly preventable with all of the federal, state, and local officials who were there. It was a revolving door of people going there to see him. He had multitudes of red flags and mental health episodes prior to his rampage shooting. This is a rather disturbing trend in law enforcement. In the Parkland shooting, everybody knew that Cruz had issues, and yet they did nothing. If reported properly, he could have been mentally adjudicated. That would have prevented him from buying the AR-15 used in the shooting. Now, we know from our studies that that would not have kept him from doing a shooting anyway, because he probably would have stole a gun. But he certainly would not have passed a background check, which, you know, the background check is supposed to prevent these tragedies, which apparently it does not. But then, you know, then we come to the case of Anthony Warner. Remember him? Last Christmas, he blew up his RV in Nashville. Warner's girlfriend warned police he was making bombs a year before detonating his vehicle. And then he got out there and he you know, had a nice little PA rigged up saying, "Get away from my vehicle, it's going to blow up." Then it went splody. Dylan Roof, South Carolina. His racially motivated church shooting in Charleston back in 2015 could have been prevented if the FBI had updated their background check system to include his admission to drug charges. So what does this tell you? The background check system, which is the one they want to make universal, is only as good as the information fed into it. That's what this tells you. So it's only as good as the people enforcing it and making sure that everybody files the right paperwork. Now, back to Indianapolis, back to Indiana. They have a red flag law in Indiana, and police officials were unsure if a red flag hearing was held over the shotgun. But what we found out, young Mr. Hole, he purchased two semi-automatic rifles he used in the attack more than 6 months earlier by passing a background check. So despite his mother's warning, and despite the seizure of his weapon, the authorities had not deemed him subject to Indiana's so-called red flag law, which bars people who are found by a judge to present dangerous risk from possessing a firearm. So, they don't even know if a hearing ever took place. So this is what happens. Do these things slip? Yeah, they do. And these, you know, like I said, the police never returned this kid's shotgun to him. So, but then again, it wasn't the shotgun that was the dangerous part of the equation. It was Brandon Hole who was the dangerous part of the equation. He was the danger to society. Not the shotgun, not the ARs. Brandon Hole. And despite them taking it and not, they did nothing to try to blunt his threat on society. And we get what we get. So, it makes you want to sit there and just, climb to a high mountain and yell at the clouds, doesn't it? The stupidity, the sheer stupidity and sloth of these people that are out there trying to control you on a daily basis when they then let something like this happen. Because that's exactly what happened. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden will make his first address to a joint session of Congress in a primetime speech tonight. Biden will lay out his policy vision as he prepares to end his first 100 days in office. Republican Senator Tim Scott from South Carolina will be in the spotlight tonight as he will be giving the rebuttal to Biden's speech. As far as what we can expect to hear from the president, Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz says you should be prepared to get out your pocketbook.
We've seen trillions of dollars of spending, and tonight Joe Biden is going to propose trillions of dollars more. He's going to propose trillions of dollars in additional taxes. If you're an American, if you're working, your taxes are going up.
Federal investigators executed a search warrant at the New York City apartment of Rudy Giuliani. That's according to his lawyer. Giuliani has been under investigation for his business dealings in Ukraine. USA Radio News. On Tuesday, the CDC recommendations for wearing face masks outdoors was revised. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky saying fully vaccinated people can gather in small crowds without masks outdoors. Johns Hopkins Hospital Dr. Marty McCrary tells Fox News, we could have had this information made available to us a long time ago.
It's about 14 months too late. Remember, a lot of the research that they're citing came out last year, and it's not much of a loosening. If you think about it, all they really told us is that if you're fully vaccinated, you can be in small crowds without a mask. Look, the outside is entirely safe. This is settled science, and the public health leaders and our politicians could do us a big favor by taking off their mask after they're fully vaccinated. The only exception is when you're indoors in a public setting, business leaders are asking people to keep a mask on.
The Fed Reserve, after 2 days of meeting, says they are not planning on moving interest rates anytime soon. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, franklinarmory.com. Every parent learns the hard way that babies and children cannot rule the house. There are some cultures where things are done a little bit differently, but here in the good old USA, we parents quickly learn, whether we like it or not, that we have to be the adult in the room and keep control. I get, you know, I see things now. I have friends or, you know, their kids or something. And I'll hear about how they're working on sleep training. And they'll talk about the baby keeping them up because they're working on sleep training. Now, babies can, and most do, get into the habit of awakening way too many times in the night. And they must learn the art of self-soothing to get back to sleep, lest the parents come to resemble the walking dead. And it's tough. It's really tough to listen to your baby cry. They can be stubborn. Most are. Extremely. At certain points, you simply have to put in your earplugs and turn over and try to get back to sleep yourself and judge that the time has come for their loved and cherished children to sleep at least 3 hours between feedings and diaper changing. They may not be able to sleep. After all, their baby is suffering and they have the means to end that suffering. They wish to comfort the poor little wailing being they love so much. They're also worried that they're misjudging, that something is in fact wrong. I've got two sons. There was many sleepless nights. Sometimes you try to give in and just take a peek, trying to make sure there wasn't a diaper explosion or something else gone wrong. Now you can get a video baby monitor to make it a little easier But the same principle applies. The only thing all parents know is that even when a baby cries for an hour straight, they can't give in to it. But by the same token, it's inevitable that toddlers test their boundaries and throw a temper tantrum or six. Sometimes in a public place and almost always in the most inconvenient moment, these meltdowns can but don't necessarily correspond to a hunger, a need for a nap, or any other real discomfort. They can just be part of the growth process, the development of the ego or self-control or awareness or self versus others. Tantrums are a means to test a child's power and will. Most parents simply recognize what is happening and deal with it depending on the circumstance. At home, they can be ignored. Eventually, children will realize they're not getting whatever they're raging about and not accomplishing anything by their bad behavior. They then learn to find better means to get the goods. It's all part of development, right? But it's always a mistake to dangle a bright thing in an attempt to redirect, because as parents learn, that bright object becomes a reward for bad behavior and will tend to encourage rather than discourage it in the future. When children don't get these early lessons in self-control, they often grow up to be self-centered and have poor impulse control. They become bullies. They don't learn to solve problems. They become narcissists. Without demeaning the rioters and the looters by saying that they are literally infants or toddlers, it's still possible to view the rioting in Minneapolis and Portland and other places as a series of temper tantrums that bad parents, the Democrats, are encouraging and normalizing for their own end. I see the looters and the rioters as children being given free rein to give in to poor impulse control, even being encouraged in their outrageous behavior. I don't see the people who ought to be discouraging the behavior doing that. Instead, they're encouraging it. And this is beyond the boundaries of anything looking logical. If you want to protest blacks being killed, go to Chicago, where hundreds have been killed. But then the focus, rather than being on the police officers' perceived bad behavior, would be on the actual bad behavior of the rioters' black peers. More white people are killed by cops than blacks. More black Americans kill one another by a huge factor. Black people kill more cops than anyone else, too. They do this not because they're incapable of other behavior. They do it because the political class actively encourages them to engage in violence. This violence allows politicians to demand gun control, defunding the police, reparations, a whole lot of other ideas that are bad for individual liberty regardless of your skin color. So, where are the Democrat leaders? Where are the black leaders? Where are the leaders, period, out there to tell people to stop the temper tantrums and learn some adult behavior? If we're going to take seriously the idea that black lives matter, shouldn't the black population of this country be treating themselves accordingly? When you're out there and, okay, so when we're out there and we're protesting the death of George Floyd or, you know, any of these other people that have been killed by police while they've been in the middle of committing a crime or something, when you see a bunch of people carrying cases of hard liquor out of a store or destroying the property of another black business, you're witnessing a self-destructive cultural temper tantrum that the more powerful people with an agenda are encouraging. The people rioting gain nothing from their acts except that case of, you know, booze. The benefit of all of this riot and violence and all this other stuff flows to the people manipulating them. This is simply a matter of a bunch of people being told a bunch of lies by a bunch of other people who are, you know, in certain cases. And you know what? It doesn't matter the race of whoever may be manipulating these people. We are all capable of our own thoughts, of our own actions. Now, yes, there would be moments where if, you know, there's a rally cry to the streets, we should do it. But that rally cry to the streets should be directed at whomever is the source of our pain, not whom we're told to go after. There should be plenty of evidence out there indicating what's going on before something like that would even be thought of in any sort of serious light. Then going out there and saying, no justice, no peace, and then burning down the gas station of a guy that you've known for 20 years, who's black like you or white like you or whatever it is, how much sense does that make? How much is that helping the struggle? Now, I'm not going to sit here and tell anybody that there isn't a struggle going on. All I'm going to say is that you guys, everybody that falls victim to that lemming effect, where they will just follow whoever's out there just blindly, you're the problem. You're part of the problem. You believe the lies, you're too easily manipulated. End of story. But given into bad behavior, never ever works. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. So let me set the stage for you. This is the way it was when I was going down for the count temporarily. This is what this was part of the national discussion. So a criminal with a warrant who resists arrest meets up with an incompetent government employee who can't tell a Glock from a taser. Then there's Democrat riots, and the result of all of that is that you have to be disarmed. So if you're looking for logical logic, keep on looking. If you understand the logic of power, you have come to the right place, because facts don't matter. Evidence is racist. 2 + 2 = 4 means you're a transphobe. This is about power, people. The power over you. And understand that you can't reason your way out of this. You can't use your words or any of your college training or any of your, you know, your strong methods of persuasion. We're not going to explain to our enemies why it's inefficient, ineffective, or un-American to do the things they're trying to do. You have a better chance of teaching your fox-haired terrier particle physics with a thick, juicy ribeye. You know? And pardon me for potentially misgendering your pooch, by the way. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to set off on the tangent. Back to my point. My point is there is no point except power. They want to control you. If they can't, they want to destroy you. Everything, and I do mean everything, is bent to that objective. This is why the media lies to you. This is why they selectively prosecute. This is why movie stars lecture you. This is why they want to take our guns. That's why they want to cheat in elections. That's why critical race theory is a thing. You disenfranchised. You despised. You a serf. That's it. That's the goal. So trying to reason your way out of that is pretty much useless. So it's actually worse. It's embarrassing. You look like a fool. Take Asa Hutchinson, and his mush-mouth palaver about limited government and citing Reagan to justify his spineless submission to the establishment. This guy literally would rather young children have their genitals mutilated than have to explain to his Walmart masters why he refused to go along with the scalpel zeitgeist. He's not just a weak person, and he's not just a stupid person. He's an evil person. And we know it. And we see it. And we must speak it. They want to blind us. They want to gag us. They want us tiptoeing through the PC minefield, afraid to take a step, lest we trigger a detonation of cancellation. But have you noticed the rumblings of resistance? Have you noticed the stirrings of pushback? For a while we had Trump to do the pushing, but right now he's in Florida getting ready to leave Florida. We can now see others stepping up. Ron DeSantis is banning critical racism. Brian Kemp found some vertebrae, and he's dividing Delta, Coke, and Major League China Ball to demand election integrity. The other night, Tucker Carlson charged into the replacement theory ambush, where we're not supposed to say what the Democrats explicitly say, which is that they intend to import pliable foreign peasants to replace you at the ballot box. Of course, sensible Latinos that were already here, that have gone through everything the right way, had different ideas, because they came to the Trump idea thought significantly in the 2020 election. The garbage media and establishment announced that this fact must not be spoken, and then Tucker Carlson went out there and spoke the hell out of it. And thus the backlash begins. And right now it's just mere stirrings. Americans are slow to anger. But when their wrath is roused, it is mighty. When woke bullshit was confined to college campuses, we could live with it. Because we didn't see it. It wasn't in our faces. This is the mistake that we make of not looking to see it where it is. And not squashing it at its source. But we've made that. No need to sit around and you know, ponder that too much. Now it's in our faces. It's everywhere. It's in the institutions. It's filtering down to people in their jobs, on their televisions. And even in their homes, when young Caden returns from Cornell as Casey and informs Zier parents that they are committing literal violence on Zim by not paying Zier tuition anymore. You got to ask yourself, do they imagine that people will just give up and give in? Some will. The Freedom Cons did. But they're weak. But with normal Americans, the risk here is mistaking patience and restraint for weakness. There's a reason why there's a shortage of 5.56 rounds right now. Because the backlash is building. The anger is real and rising. Everyone's getting their 45 ACPs and AR-15s, which is proper because an armed populace is a free populace. But the reality is that we're unlikely to get into that kind of crisis where they come into active play. As much as some of the leftists get out there and salivate at the idea of declaring war on normal people, read their social media and tell me I'm wrong on that one. There's almost certainly not going to be a civil conflict, though the cops are as competent as Taser Girl and the broken military focus on pretending boys can turn into girls. I kind of feel like Patriots' odds against those few traitors would not quit rather than suppress the American people for the benefit of their leftist masters. No, this violence is going to be limited to Democrat areas as Democrat voters burn Democrat cities ruled by Democrat politicians, which would seem to make it a Democrat problem to me. But make no mistake, the backlash is coming, peaceful but unstoppable. First, it'll be social. Then you'll have DeSantis and the newly conservative woke Kemp. We'll see conservative media figures refusing to honor the narrative guardrails of the live fascists. Then the comics will begin to attack this garbage. Then more politicians who will start passing laws banning these practices and gutting these woke corporations, trust busting banning Chinese collaboration, regulating big tech. And then normal people are going to start pushing back in their personal lives. And you'll see latecomers like Nikki with an exclamation point and Christy, who will try to pretend that they always knew what time it was. But we'll remember that when the fight started, that these reps were cowering in the rear, afraid to offend the chamber or the NCAA. And they're going to be ignored. This upcoming 2022 election will be the key. We're going to crush them. Why? Because things will get worse if we don't. We'll have crime, a wrecked economy. China will kick our woke militaries behind. We'll be back to 1980 when Jimmy Carter was our commander. But without the competence and a lot more anti-Americanism. And this is not going to be easy. It's going to be a tough fight. And it is only the beginning. There's a key here, though. Don't fall into despair. Don't withdraw. Don't submit. They would settle for you giving up. Don't do that either. And do not fear them. Doing those things makes you part of the backlash. Get in now on the ground floor. It'll be a beautiful thing to participate in. It will be the time of our lives. It will set the tone for this nation for years to come. Coming up next, it's going to be The Weaponized Woman with Keita Bussey. This is Lock and Load. At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.